So good morning, or good afternoon, actually. It's been awesome. It's a period of fasting, so it also has to be a period of worship, a lot of worship, a lot of word. Just preparing us for what God is about to do in the nations. I believe that the phase that the world has gone through is ending. Hello, Ireland. Yes, let me know where you're watching from. Hello, Ireland. How are you doing? How is Ireland doing? Beeps Nation. Is that the sister I know in Ireland? Is that her? Yes, no? No, yes. We're going to sing I See the Angels. Remy, I want you to sing that with me. Do you know it? Okay. We're going to sing it in a moment, but let me welcome people. We may sing it now, we may sing it later, it depends. But I want us to sing it, every one of us, because I'm about to speak about the angels in a moment. That's what I'm about to do. And why is that? Now, we don't worship angels and we don't follow angel stuff. That's not the worship. But I want to show you scriptures, how God intends now to help this family. For some reason, the day before yesterday or yesterday, that song was drawing me. And I've not mastered it per se, but it was drawing me. And I felt like we should sing it. And we sang it so powerfully that day. And that was all for me. But when we finished yesterday, I was about to sleep. And I was asking the Lord, I was thinking, not praying loud now, I was thinking, what do you want me to speak about as we end this fast? I feel help coming. So I laid my head down to sleep, and in a moment, just in a transfiguration kind of situation, the Lord took me to the valley of angels, and I saw so many angels, they cannot be counted. Now, you know me as a guy who don't come to tell you these things. We don't live on encounters like that. It's not an encounter. It's in a brief moment. We live on the word, the written word. And that's where I'm even going to start from today. So it's not about, oh, wow, what an experience. Wow. Oh, my God. Peter can say stuff. No, no, no. I'm just sharing with you why I'm speaking about this today. So the Lord told me to tell you now there will be angelic manifestations to help the family. God, there are so many angels on earth right now, it's unbelievable. I'm telling you now. I'll now show you after this worship three reasons why they are here. They are ministering spirits. They will help people become multimillionaires. There will be help. This is what the Lord showed me yesterday. I wasn't thinking about angels or anything, but I was taken to the valley and there were so many, almost unengaged. The Lord told me that the number of angels on the earth right now is almost unengaged. God uses angels to pass messages to help us. So again, we don't worship angels. We don't go and say, oh, Uriel or whatever. No, no, no. It is the word. But God sends this kind of word to sensitize us. And it is not a coincidence that it's on the day that we're ending the fast. So we've been praying. We've been fasting. And there are three jobs angels do. Mark my words. They destroy those who antagonize the work of God in the land. Mark my words, in 7 days, there's going to be so much grace. I'll just leave it at that until I start preaching. And so when we sing that song today, we're recognizing, and that's why I started with falling in love with Jesus, because he's the master of all angels. He's the one that we worship. He's the one that we believe in. Is the one that we bow our knees before, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the head of the angel armies, is the one in charge of the host of God, is the mighty man in battle, is the King of glory, is the one that we worship on the end of this verse, is the one that all the world, either they like it or not, they will confess that Jesus is Lord. I say the angels, can we all sing it together? You can still send me where you're watching from. Every one of us, praise God. I see
the angels
circling your throne.
Circling,
that's right.
Your throne.
Cherubim and seraphim.
Cherubim and seraphim. At your feet
therefore, day and night, day and night,
they cry.
I see, one more time, let's say, I see
the angels circling the throne.
Cherubim and seraphim,
cherubim and seraphim, at your feet they fall.
Of our worship,
say,
holy one,
you are holy, Lord,
you are holy, hey, holy one,
oh,
holy one, oh, singing glory in the highest,
singing glory in the highest. Worthy of
oh, holy one, you are.
Oh,
holy, you are, oh God. You are holy, Lord.
Holy,
Lord. Yeah. I see the angels.
I see
the angels. So they fall
at
they
your feet,
bow down to you, oh God.
They fall,
oh, day and night,
day and night.
They cry. Oh Lord, I see the angels. I see the angels, Lord, circling your throne.
Cherubim and seraphim
at your feet
they fall
day and night
they cry.
I see 24 elders casting down their crown.
They cry.
Start again. I see flashes and light.
Flashes of lightning, thunder crashing
down. I see 24 elders.
I see 24 elders casting down their crown.
Day and night. They cry, saying, Holy One,
Holy One, singing glory in the highest, you are worthy of our worship.
You are holy. worship you, Jesus. Praise God. Okay. Let's see the word. Psalm number 34, verse 7 is where I'm going to start from today. And then I'll show you three things. Now, today is not to show you a revelation or a word. It's to sensitize you to what is happening around and what God will begin to do. That's fine. You can change now. And what God will begin to do in this season. We spoke about the taking of nations. We spoke about what God wants to do through us. Why do we do these things? Why do we fast? Why do we pray? We've seen signs. Think I was on with BK till late yesterday and we're just discussing, and he was actually telling me more about why he believes that the prophecy on February the 16th is the craziest thing that he's heard. And I believe so too. After these signs, then what? So in case we begin to read scriptures after scriptures and you forget anything that I'm about to say, I want you to remember this, that God says that in the taking of nations, he wants to help us, and that will be through his angels. There will be ministration of angels. There will be activities of angels. They will help us. They will aid us in taking the land. They will deliver the land to us on a platter like cake, like we read from the book of Amos yesterday. Actually, let's start from Exodus 23:23. When God wanted to deliver the nations to the children of Israel, he sent an angel before them, and this angel was called the Angel of Covenant. We're going to see his activities in scriptures. Then we'll see the angel called the destroying angel. The Bible says, and the world may not like this. When you say things like this, they say, that's what we're saying. How can a God that is so kind? No. He's kind and firm in justice. He's firm in justice because you cannot be a father without justice. You give opportunity. We clocked something about the nation yesterday. You know, there are those that he calls into the nation, and I'll just call it the nation so that nobody can pick my words in that. We talk about the nation. There are those who are called after they... No, I'll just leave that. I don't have time. Exodus 23:23.
My angel will go ahead of you,
yeah,
and bring you into the land of the Amorites,
yeah,
Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. Do not bow down before their gods, or worship them, or follow their practices. You must demolish them and break their sacred stones to pieces.
Did you see where it started from? It said, as for the covenant, is that NIV, NKJV, please. We'll read it in a moment. It started from, it said, the angel will lead you to this land. God will bring manifestation of angels after this first and in this season to lead you to certain places that your knowledge cannot lead you to. Now, he wants to understand, God wants to know that you understand your mission in the land of the Amorites. That your work there is called you out to be holy. You remember yesterday. And I hope the word yesterday is still ringing in your ears. God said, I will. Now I've called you out to be holy. You are no longer part of the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, or the social media night or whatever. But I will take you to their land. Because God is interested in their land. It is not, God is not interested in you making heaven. That's not the first priority. He wants us to possess the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites. You know what that represents? The world, as it were today. The systems of the world, as it were today. But it told us what is going to be our navigation. The angels of God, the ministering spirit, men that are really angels that God is going to send to us. Or they are already on earth. I saw it yesterday. I lie not in the Holy Spirit before whom we will stand to give an account. I saw the valley of angels, so many. And I said, Lord, why are they not active? He said, they are not engaged. Nobody is engaging them. They are on earth. They are here right now. There is no way. Let me tell you, these things are spiritual. Let me say this. The major work of the devil is to make you not believe in spiritual things. He wants to make every man secular so that they can think secular. Someone said to me, if there's ever a vaccine, will you take it? I said, hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, I'll take vaccine. Why would I not take vaccine? If they say it heals us, I would take it. I'll drink it even. I'm saying it publicly now, so there's no rubbish about, oh, that vaccine, they're going to use it to trace you. As long as they don't bring vaccine and say, well, denounce Jesus, then we'll give you the vaccine. Let's see if they get to that point. If they get to that point, fine. Then we'll say, okay, well, I can't denounce Jesus. It depends on which Jesus, by the way. But why would I not? Why do people listen? Why are you listening to a pastor on health and 5G thing? I don't understand. Now, that's the problem with those churches. How is it that you've not raised anyone in the tech world to tell us about 5G and vaccine? How is a pastor lecturing us about tech? Now, it's just comedy. Now, that's not against the pastor. I respect those pastors so greatly. They are great men. But, hey, we don't know you for 5G technology. It's just like fun time. It's like, let's just have fun time. Come off it, man. Of course, I'm going to take vaccine. Don't take it. That's fine for you. Everybody, every one of us have inoculation. What do they call that thing? On our body. When we were born, we took vaccine. We're not dead. We're not being controlled by an antichrist. So cut the stupidity. There is still a land to possess. We're going to understand this land of the world. We're not going to start saying those kind of things, because the angel of God, that's just a footnote, by the way, the angel of God will keep us in this land, take us to the land of the world. So we're not rushing out before time. We're not just going to pick up this arm because there's a virus in the world. It is spiritual. These things are spiritual. It's got nothing to do with the injection of a vaccine. This is a spiritual move of God. It is not physical. And so even the attempt to be spiritual can turn us to be carnal people, where we begin to use carnal things to decode. No, listen to me, please. The work of angels on earth is to put a seal over the children of the kingdom. But first, before that, it leads them in the way that they should go. It said, behold, my angel will go before you. They've gone ahead to show us the way. Don't forget this. And I'll keep saying this at every junction. It is Jesus that we worship, not the cherubim, the seraphim. It is Jesus. But angels are co-laborers with us. They labor alongside with us because they can maneuver into places we cannot. And so God sends them as co-laborers for people who are destined to inherit salvation. And the sign of the ultimate salvation is getting all this land and all this kingdom back for the kingdom of our God. He said, for my angel will go before you. Read that again, please.
For my angel will go before you and bring you in.
It will bring us. So look at the bringing in. There are places we want to get to, right? The finance mountain. He said, your CV will not be what will bring you in anymore. He said, my angel will go before you and will bring you in. It will bring you into that place, but now they can now walk because they know that you now understand your consecration. They know that you now understand your holiness, your set apart, your Kadesh. They know you understand it now. So now God says to tell you that they will bring you in. Everywhere that you've desired, everywhere that God has destined for you, they will bring you in. Behold, I send them before you. They will bring you into all these lands. Their job, their first job, is not to bring you to heaven. If that was the job they came to do, when Jacob saw angels ascending and descending, they would have taken him to heaven. But the rising of Jacob was to give him nations. If we all believe that God, just Jesus is coming tomorrow and we're just going to go to heaven, God says, I want you to possess the earth until the kingdom of men become the kingdom of our God and of his son, of his Messiah, and he reigns over them. So they didn't transport Jacob to heaven. No, the lifting of Jacob was to tell him, your name is not Jacob, your name is Israel, the prince of God. But we don't need you to come and rule in heaven. We need you to be on that earth and take Egypt. take Babylon through the families that you will raise. So when Jacob was about to take the nations, when he was about to be brought into the nation, what did he encounter? The angels. So he said, your consecration is, do not, he said, I will cut them off. Now, you know what is interesting about Exodus 23 and 24 is this. He said, I will cut them off. But look at what he then said, 24. You shall not
bow down to their gods.
So even when we get in, they will still be there even though God has cut them off. They will still look as if their gods are there even though God has cut them off. Do you understand that? So they will not, it won't be, we won't meet an empty land. He said, behold, it will bring you into their land. He said, and I will cut them off. So even though they still appear as if they are there, God has cut them off already. He said, so, but their systems will still be there. He said, do not bow to their gods. How? So you are bowing to the gods of people who have been cut off already. He said, do not bow down to their God.
Nor serve them.
So some of you are already in industries. You're already on mountains. One of the seven mountains. I actually think it's more than seven mountains, but let's use the symbolism of seven mountains. God has brought you to those mountains, and the people you met there, the people that are there, they may look like giants. They may look like you cannot subdue them. But God said, I cut them off already. They are off. He said, but the test is, I wanted to check your consecration. He said, do not bow down to their gods. Do not serve them.
Nor do according to their works.
Don't do what they do. Don't follow them. But God said he's cut them off. God, I thought when you cut them off, you remove them as well. No, God says the removal is your job. And it is because you're not bowing down to their gods or walking according to their ways. So God forms this family called the nation, the family Spark Nation. God forms it. But you see, the greatest pressure is from secularism. I want to show you a scripture that will interest you shortly. But let's lay these foundations first. Secularism is how Satan walks. Culture, tradition, the things that we met here that didn't make others possess nations, we will be forced, and there will constantly be a voice in our lives telling us to bow to that God. Now, that is so, when you see do not bow down to their gods, you know what comes to mind straight away is a shrine somewhere where there is this effigy or there is this image that you go bow down to. God says, no, their God, the Amorites' God, their God, the Hittites' God, is secularism. Humanism, the ability of man. And God says sometimes when you get to the land of the Amorites, or you may forget who brought you, the angels. And many times when you've come that far, you tell the angels the work is over. They are your co-laborers. They are here to bring you into things that you cannot get to by yourself. They are here to put your file on top of all other file. These are the works and the manifestation of angels. They are here to appear to people in their dreams and vision to talk about you. They will go beyond social media and evangelize what you are doing in people's dreams. That is what the angels will begin to do. They will talk about your expertise. When the kings of the earth are sleeping at night, they will minister to them on your behalf. Are they not ministering spirit sent forth to minister? The word minister, to serve those that are here, those that will inherit salvation. They are ministering spirit. They are here to aid you. They are here to help you. They are here to get you to where you need to get to. Angels on earth. And I know that they are more now than ever before. When you see angels more on the earth than ever before, there are two reasons most times. There are messages that they want to deliver to people. And then there are the helping ones who walk. They want to, once you've heard that message, their job is to aid you as you move. They are already ahead of you to bring you into things. So what I wanted to do is use this fast never to depend on the arm of flesh. Be active in your mountain. Be the best in your mountain, but know that there are powers here to help you. They move away from sin. That's why the Lord had to speak to us yesterday about your holiness, your sanctification. They flap their wings wherever there is worship of Jesus. They respond to the worship of Jesus. They move away from sin and stress and fear and timidity. They move away from that. But wherever Jesus is being worshipped, wherever Jesus is being glorified, wherever Jesus is being honored, wherever the gospel of Jesus is, they walk to save people. They save people in their dream. There is a bigger social media reach. There's a bigger reach than social media, rather. There are angels in this realm. They have a social media as well. They know the servants of God that God is ready to raise in a land by time. Oh my God, you're not hearing me. They know when the breakthrough time of a servant of God in a realm has come. And that servant of God may be a spark nation, that their time, the name of Toby is supposed to be heard. Angels begin to move. They are in position. They move and begin to make sure that that happens. The servant of God can also be people raised in finance. They know when the time has come. They act like birds. They go and search out your finances and your money or your contact, whatever it needs to be, and they bring them to you because God sent them ahead of you. There are many of them in this realm right now. You know, one day Elijah was surrounded by an army, and for his servant, his boy, his PA, is the one that pours water on his hand, he said, "We're finished. Look everywhere. Everybody can see the real army now. Look everywhere. They can see the host that is up against the children, the prophet." And Elijah, the man of God, looks at him. Is he Elijah or Elisha? Whichever one. The man of God looks at him. I really need that scripture, actually. The man of God looks at him and say, and laughs. And you wonder why this guy is laughing. Because this is, obvious situations. Things that are there, they are obvious. They are clear that they will lead to your destruction. It is clear. This is very, very real. Like this is real life. Soldiers everywhere. The king has ordered for the head of the servant of God. Can we read it? When you're ready, let's read it. I just feel we should go there. Talk to me.
And one of his
servants... Lord told me to tell you, angels will turn obvious situations to nothing. You may think you're surrounded by debt and whatever. Angels, their ministry will turn it to nothing as if it never happened. Mark my words, and I want you to believe and write that down. Obvious situations. That's what the Spirit of God is telling me to tell. Obvious, that situations that look obvious as if they will destroy you now or tomorrow. God told me to tell you that the ministries of angels are here right now. They will turn obvious situations into nothing. Talk to me.
Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?"
You see what the problem is? The raging enemy, powerful king, is troubled because he thought there is a leak in the camp. But the leak was the servant of God, because from his bedroom he sees, oh my God, and God is going to raise many of you to be presidential advisors. Look at this. This guy was the one advising the president of his own country on war matters. So don't jump to 5G if you've not advised the president on things that we've seen before. Listen to him. He was the one advising him. He would say, "Look, the Syrian armies are in so place. God, what can God not do? Do not neglect your spiritual gift and your spirituality. Satan wants you to belittle the prophetic grace, the apostolic grace, all those anointing over your life. Satan wants you to exchange it for porridge. Don't do it. Because it is not your ability, your look, your gift, your eloquence that will get you to the king's palace. Look at this man's prophetic gift, making him the advisor of the king of his nation. That is what God is going to do in this house. Why? Because of the word yesterday. He said, "I set apart your best young men and women for training in oneness, for training in holiness." God trains us in holiness as God trains us to detest sin. He's preparing us to advise kings and leaders of nations. Talk to me.
And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom.
So imagine, from that time, Elisha has been doing conference call. He acts into the camp of the enemy and conference calls his own king. Espionage on the highest order. Spy of the highest order without stepping out of his own bedroom. I'm telling you, the Bible says that the glory of the latter house will surpass the former. There are things you will know about the nations and be able to tell. Because once you know, the king will come looking for you. You won't even advertise. There is something about knowledge, yeah, and kingship. It will attract it. And so from his bedroom, this guy was performing his own espionage, and he could see and could speak to his own king. And the enemy's camp now know we have a spy that we cannot hunt down with guns. He's like in our blood. We are bugged. Oh my God. They were bugged in their own houses without the man of God installing anything. The eyes of God sees all. You know, that's where God wants to get us to. And you know it's not difficult. Angels already have those informations. Talk to me.
So he said, go and see where he is, that I may send and get him. And it was told him, saying, surely he is in Dothan. Yeah. Therefore, he sent horses.
The intelligence of Syria picks up where Elisha is. Now they're looking for a prophet, armless, no gun. He has no gun, he has no sword, he has no army, he has nothing. But he has information. He has a eyes that sees more than the ordinary eyes. This is the manifestation of the church. And if that is not in the church, there is no church. It's a social gathering. If all church just does is let's go there and play, dance to good music and scheme out, this church will have many people without espionage, without the spiritual intelligence. It is not church, it's a social gathering. It's just like Owambe, like you say. It's like the wedding party stuff. There is nothing different from a church without the spirit and the party, the wedding party or the funeral party. Talk to me.
Therefore, send horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city.
The servant of God wakes up. The whole city was surrounded looking for one man. The Bible says they sent a great army. Not a good army. Not army. Not good army. Great. You know, I wish you watched those films like 300 or those war films, the olden day war film. You know what a great army means. That means army that cannot be subdued. So the servant of God wakes up and the whole city, not his house, the whole city has been surrounded by a great army. This army, even the president of his own nation feared them. So imagine a great army comes now and they're not coming for the king. They are not coming for your army. They're just saying, we need one man. Amazing. Surrounded the city, talk to me.
And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city.
You know why they don't respect this servant with name? Because he made no name for himself because of greed. So they just call him, he's servant of the man of God. But when Elisha was with Elijah, they called him Elisha, even though they say Elisha, the servant of Elijah. Because he made the name through service and power. He walked with God and not just with Elijah. But they said, the servant of the man of God, go on.
And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do?
Alas means we are in trouble. There is problem. What are we going to do? We are finished. Alas, meaning an expression of fear and danger and destruction. There is no escape route for us. They found out our intelligence and we're finished. What shall we do? Yep.
So he answered, Do not fear, for those who are with us, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
Spark Nation, can I tell you what I saw yesterday? Those who are with us, those that are willing to carry the message of this nation spark, this family, to the ends of the earth and to people, they are more than those who are with them. I saw it. I deliver to you that which I saw. Those that are with you to bring you to your wealthy place, they are more than those that are against you. I saw it, and so I came to declare the same thing to you, that which I've seen. I ask that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see. I saw innumerable angels. Now we're going to go to New Testament when it said, for we have not come to Mount Sinai, but we've come to the mountain of God, but we're not through yet with 2 Kings. I just want you to look for it. Those, the angels with us, these angels are soul snatchers as well. These angels are bankers as well. These angels know where resources, monies are as well. These angels know where the people, our spouses, the future, they know where they are. Those who are with us, they are more than those who are with the world. They are more than those who are with charity or whatever. They are more. Those who are with us are more than those who are with the world. But you know, sometimes we can't see them. So look at what the servant of God then did, or the man of God did.
And Elisha prayed and said.
And said what?
Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see.
Can I quickly pray for you at this junction? In the name of Jesus, Lord, open the eyes of everyone that is watching me right now, that they may see. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Then the Lord did what?
Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. Uh-huh. And behold,
behold,
the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
The mountain. on all these mountains, we have horses and chariots of fire waiting for the servant of God to speak. Are you listening to me? On all the seven mountains, when you are still thinking, how are we going to penetrate it? What are we going to do? God told me to tell you, they are there. I saw them. I saw them on the banking mountain. I saw them. I saw them on the finance and fashion mountain. I saw them on the professional mountain, the family mountain. They are full of horses. They are full of chariots. And they surround the servant of God for this season. Simple. The Lord opened his eyes. So sometimes you're thinking, how are we going to get this done? God says, there are angels here. The mountain was full of horses and chariots. But the revelation of it did not come until the city was surrounded by enemies. So many times when you see the enemies more, you don't see the mountain. You don't see the horses and the chariot, the angels on those mountains. You won't see, because what you see, those of you, I've said this before, but I know some of you cannot stop. When you start digging, what are they saying about me? What are they saying about spirit? When you start digging, the more you know, the less you know God. I know it's impossible for some of you. Some of you will even say, watching it for research. I just want to know so that I know how to answer. The less you will see God and his holy angels. So you see why we sang this. I see the angels. They are on all the mountains. Verse 18, look at how they dealt with them.
So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha,
as the enemy came down toward him,
Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike the people, I pray.
Strike this army with blindness. And so he struck them with blindness, as Elisha has asked. Now, I saw these angels just standing, some sitting. I said, Lord, why are they not engaged? He said, because they've not been engaged. So now we can say, Lord, strike the enemies and everyone will oppose this gospel in the name of Jesus with blindness right now all over the world. And Lord, now bring the favors and the resources and the monies that we need. Let the angels bring them right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and God did as he said. I just wanted you to see that story. Psalm 34 verse 7, I think. The angel of the Lord, yeah.
The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him.
And it does what?
And delivers them.
the angels. So you fear God. Listen, for you to be, don't even tell me about how many wrong things you've done or not done. To be listening to me right now, there's a degree of fear of God in you. Guess what is around you? The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, and it delivers them. It means that nothing can hinder you, nothing can stop you. You cannot have COVID, you cannot have that stuff. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, but there are those in the world that also would despise him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and it delivers them. It delivers them from the unseen enemies. It delivers them from the seen enemies. So you see the function, the walking, the walk of angels. It delivers those who fear him. So remember this when in trouble, or if in trouble, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord, and it delivers them. It set them free from the snares of the fowler. So when what make other people panic, you should know that's, and the fulfillment of this scripture is in Elisha. And when a great army was against him, this guy has no gun or knife. He has nothing to fight. But he has the angels on all the mountain surrounding him. The servant of God is more than what you just see around you. There are angels. There are, if you're a spiritual man, it is not what people see around you. There are angels on assignment. They are active for every man and woman of assignment. The moment you clock into assignment, they cannot protect you outside of assignment. The moment you are in assignment, they are there. They carry out mission and make things easier for you. They withdraw when they see that you're a man that relies on his own strength. They tried with Jacob when he was going, but Jacob said, I just want what I want. When he was coming back and Esau was in front of Jacob, and Jacob had no choice at this time, they said, let us lift you. He saw that vision before. They wanted to carry him through the ladder. You know, the ladder that people chase in the city. They say, well, I'm climbing the ladder of my profession. That ladder breaks halfway. That ladder destroys their life. They lose their life climbing that ladder. The angel says, no, we've got a better ladder. And on this ladder, we will be the one to carry you. Jacob said, no. What did he get? Cheating and cheating. Someone said he got Rebecca. Rebecca was a deceitful wife, guys. All his years of labor ended in with Rebecca, or whatever her name is. But they have this heavenly ladder, and the angels were going to carry him. And on that night, when he saw a nation, you know, this guy had been thriving in the house of Laban. He was cheated, then he does his own thing too. But now when he saw a nation coming, Esau, from whom he ran away from, Esau had become humanly, the mountain of Esau had become big. Esau had also become a system. But the promise of God was upon Jacob to be greater than Esau. When he saw Esau coming, he said, ah, this one is a real problem, not Laban. Laban as a problem is not a problem. Esau was coming, and that night, it feels like the end has come. He separated himself. He came out from among the family he built from the house of Laban. He became one man, and he encountered the angels were back. His consecration was back. The angels were back. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Once your consecration or holiness is back, he said the children should go ahead. He said everybody. So he was left. The Bible says on that night when he was left alone, the night Jacob was left alone, he encountered those angels again. The Bible says they were ascending. You know the reason why they were ascending, right? They were not going from bottom up. They were coming down. They wanted to take him back up. And on that night, he knew that his strength, the strength and the manipulations of the house of Laban cannot save him this time. He needed something bigger. The angel said, we've been waiting. We've been here for 20 years. We've been waiting when your son set. We've been waiting for your son to rise again. But the night he discovered the angel, his eyes was open and he said, let us take you. Let us take you, because there was a destiny for you from the beginning. There was something about your life. All the labor you went to go through, you didn't have to go through any of them. There was no need for it, because before you ever did a single walk, we predestined you. God has spoken about you from your mother's womb. Esau, I've hated, rejected. Jacob, I have loved. You didn't need those stress, but you wanted to carry yourself. Behold, I send my angel before you. These angels, they can hear me now. They want to walk for servants of God, heirs of salvation. I'll preach you too, and we'll go and worship, then I'll come back again. Let's read some more scriptures though. I'm going to end these at 3. We're going to stop for a moment and we're just going to worship and pray. You remember those canary wolf move? Yeah, that's where we are. Talk to me.
Hebrews 12, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes,
for ma'am. You have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire.
Yeah.
And to blackness and darkness and tempest.
It was telling them about Mount Sinai. It told them what Sinai was like. It was full of fire, thundering. You know, when the children of Israel were accusing Moses, this God, you are the only one that goes to see him and all that. And God says, okay, they said they want to see me, I'll just come. When God came, they couldn't bear it. But now it says, this is not the kind of mountain that you come to. This one was scary. This one is so terrible that even if an animal touches that mountain, when God was there, the animal must be killed. Go on, please.
And the sound of a trumpet and the voice.
God is a fearful God. Don't let anybody deceive you about the niceness of all this stuff. You can just call him Pop, they say. Whatever, whatever. But he is a fearful God. He is fearful in holiness. Is approached with fear and dignity on our knees, and that's not physical knees, meaning our heart in reference to him. We don't lie before him because he's a fearful God. Don't let Americans deceive you with vain word. They preach all those things, they've not taken their nation. Talk to me.
And the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words.
Yeah.
So that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them
anymore. That's correct. Uh-huh.
For they could not endure what was commanded.
Yeah.
And if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. Yeah. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling.
Yeah.
But
this is the one you've come to now, so forget all that. But
you have come to Mount Zion.
Look at what Mount Zion comprises of. What is Zion? Did we speak about Zion yesterday? For upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the house of Jacob will possess their possession. He keeps his at the house of Jacob because Jacob was the double man. He had a bad life, but then he had an encounter. And the house of Jacob will possess their possession. Right now, you watching me as a church gathering to hear the word, let me tell you what is happening in this atmosphere right now. This is the truth. This is where you've come to. Look at this. You have come to Mount Zion. What is Zion? One.
And to the city of the living God.
Zion is the city of the living God. So gathering right now, we are in his city. We are right now in a city. We are standing on that holy ground right now. Then what is the second thing?
The heavenly Jerusalem.
It is not the Jerusalem that is in Israel. This is the heavenly Jerusalem, an atmosphere of peace. That's why you cannot be here and be on Instagram at the same time. You cannot be in heavenly Jerusalem and earthly hell at the same time. The heavenly Jerusalem, then where?
To an innumerable company of angels.
What is all around us right now? Innumerable company of angels. Meaning there are many angels everywhere. Right now. Let's say, where are they? I can't see them. He's opened your eyes. Look, you will see. He said, to an innumerable company of angels. To the spirit.
To the general assembly. Church of the firstborn.
So if you didn't see that, you would think, okay, it's not the church, it's just when I'm in my room. No, it is the general assembly. It is an assembly. It is not a devil, a woman devil, a man devil on YouTube telling you don't have to go to church, you don't have to belong to any church, just worship God. Devils, end time devils, they speak for their master. the devil himself, Lucifer's spirit, the spirit of rebellion, to the general assembly and to
church of the firstborn.
It is the church of the firstborn. Where are they registered? With charity commission? Talk to me.
Who are registered in heaven?
There are churches registered with charity but not registered in heaven. Who are registered in heaven? Who did you come to? To God?
To God, the judge of all.
And?
To the spirits of just men made perfect.
They were just men, but they had to be made perfect. Meaning they were not perfect, but they were just. They are just men, and God made them perfect. I have no doubt that those of you remaining here, you are just men and women, and God is making you perfect. Believe this. According to the scripture, there are angels working for you. They want to make sure that your life reaches destiny. They want to make sure that what God has plugged into your spirit, the greatness God has put there, their assignment is to make sure that you get there. The only problem is if you become Jacob and you're always slipping out of their hands. Because the Bible then says, know you not that we will judge angels. We will be the one to say, why didn't you do this? They want to help you. They want to hate you. They want to get you there. So know when to withdraw from human strength. When a door is not yet open, know when to say no, I'll leave it. And you worship Jesus more. And you worship Jesus more. And you ask him to perfect your spirit. Now when you do that, and you create an atmosphere of joy and faith, and you listen to positive people, and you listen to people of faith, and you know about your seed, you know that money has to be always available for you because you are a sower. What the angels will do is to make sure they do their own work. Don't do their work for them. Don't do angels work for them. Don't do angels work for them. The angel of the Lord encamps around those. He also protects us from the enemies. Did we read 2 Corinthians chapter 11?
But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ.
Look at what Satan does. Read on.
And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.
I think the New King James or NIV says Satan masquerades. You know what an angel of light means? And the word masquerade, meaning by the time he appears, you will not know it's Satan. And then that means, so let's put it in this word, therefore, since you now know this. That means Satan masquerades himself as a helper of light. He shows us as help, shows up as helper, as if he wants to help us in the world, as if he wants to help us. He masquerades, he pretends to be. But even when he pretends, he comes as an angel. So it takes a man and a woman of the word to understand that what this mom is saying, or dad or child or whoever is saying, it's not consistent with the word. It's not scriptures. Because it masquerades to become a helper. He wants to help you to get into light. He is not that angel. But you see, there's a thin line. When I come back, we're going to share this. There's a thin line because there are people who will be sent as angels in your life. The Bible says, you know why he told us to accommodate people? He said, I need that scripture actually. He said, for some have unwittingly entertained angels. He said, they unwittingly, they didn't know, meaning they didn't prepare. It was not a party. They didn't say, okay, everybody. No, unwittingly entertained angels. So angels can be human because they ate the food of man. So angel can eat man's food, you know? Oh, yeah. They can eat rice like you eat rice because they did in scriptures. Have you found it?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
Hebrews 13 from verse 1. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it.
By doing so. So when the family heads of all of us understood awesome people, and you will see angels now, another kind of angels say, oh no, don't do those things. It's not good for family life. It's not good for so-so-so. It's not good for da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, that's angel of light. It looks as if he's helping you, but the Bible says, this is our final authority, isn't it? It says, some have unwittingly. It said, for by so doing, some have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Of course, you kick people out that are negative. I told someone, I was telling pastor, they said, I can accept this person, but anyone that stays in a house and prognoses into people's affairs, those are people from low lives, and there's nothing you can do that will raise them. Even though you put them in a nice place, they will still go back down. Those are not angels. So we're going to differentiate these thin lines when I come back. We want to pray. We want to enter into this season of revelation, and I've still got more scriptures for you. I'm going to ask you in a few minutes to take a position of prayer. And know that Peter said he saw. That there is no reason for me to come and tell you that I see angels if I don't see them. You will believe me all the same from the word, because the word is the final authority. And someone will say, what do they look like? I didn't see that clearly. I just saw so many in white. Now I know better. It's not white. It's the glory of God. So it's not white as in white shirt. They are here to help us. They are everywhere around those of you who fear him. They saw your seed as well. I'm telling you. Why would it be? I didn't know yesterday was given day. I didn't know at all. I didn't know. I'm telling you now. I was even saying on Sunday, da 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 da. Now God has positioned it. No wonder I said speak about holiness today. He knows. I didn't even hear it. God is up to something that eyes have not seen. Angels will help you. They will hate you. They will strengthen you as well. In the Garden of Gethsemane, actually, let's read that as well. When Jesus was praying, the Bible says angels, at every weak point, angels came to strengthen Jesus. They are ministering spirit. They are servant. In the name of Jesus, they are servant for people that are supposed to be multi-millionaires. This year, our first multi-millionaires in the nations will rise. They will rise. Angels will hate them. Angels will help you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Malika Tozo Brihande. This is why they are on earth. Stay holy. Remove every filth around you and remove it for a long time. So don't be one of those who remove filth and go pick it and put it back and repent. It's confusing to angels even. They just withdraw and wait for you at the same point 20 years after. They will just withdraw, and they just waited all the day for Jacob. And the sun that set for Jacob did not rise until 20 years plus after. So when you are this man of in and out, God says, okay, wait. It will come back to the place. It will come back to the place where we wanted to make him something. It will come back to the... Listen. Family heads are angels. You see those family heads? Black Nation family heads. You know the ones you want to rebel against and just go directly to PT? We're talking about one of your brothers yesterday. I said, God would have made this guy multi-millionaire in crypto. Just in crypto. He wouldn't have to do anything. If you understood why I said go to family head, because this is the issue. You're trying to come to PT, but the voltage of power you carry cannot carry what it carries. So you will hear him talk, but you will not get the light of it. You will sit there and say, I get it now. Why didn't you do it? Because God places family heads. The only persons that can step out of spark that I can be worried and then call and say, what's going on, is the family heads. I'm telling you the truth now. I'm sorry. Now, let me tell you something. With the family heads, they have their angels. Me as PT as well, I have people who are in those families, but they are assigned to me. So in other words, most of them were here before the family heads. They are just assigned to pities. But again, when I want them to grow, yes, I know they are assigned to me, but I will watch their relationship with the family heads. It has to be cordial and respectful. That is a person God has raised. Continue with that at the second half.